It's 9:30, immediately after the close of our last episode. But the little girl, kneeling on the sidewalk in front of her house, doesn't notice the brilliant winter sunshine. Dolly Grant is crying bitterly. You see, Dolly has been thrown into the middle of something she's too young to understand. A deadly game of greed and gossip and treachery. Despite her bewilderment and hurt during the time she and May Grant were held prisoner by Marcel Blanc, at least Dolly had May with her to protect her. But now, May is legally imprisoned, charged with murder. And the unthinking cruelty of people is just about too much for a 5-year-old girl to face alone. No, she doesn't notice the sunshine, nor the taxi pulling to a stop in front of her house. She doesn't notice the young man who steps out of the cab, nor does she hear his steps approach her.
Oh.
Is that
yourself,
son?
No.
You sure?
I'm hurt.
Well, then, why cry? Come on, cut it out, baby. Come on, stop it. It can't be like that. Oh, now, listen, nothing's that serious. What happened? Break your doll or lose your jacks?
No.
Then what's the trouble?
I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Falling your eyes out and you don't know why?
Lori.
Hmm? You can't hear you. No, you stay down there. I'll squat beside you. Yeah, it's easier for me to come down to your level. There now.
Who are you?
Me? My name's Jake.
Oh.
Now, hold still.
What?
My handkerchief. I'll hold it. You blow.
Oh.
Come on. We use teamwork. I'll hold it. There now. Blow. Got it. How you think you can talk to me?
Thank you.
Sure.
My name is Dory.
I thought so.
You know my name?
Well, I knew a little girl named Dory lived at this address.
Oh. Did you come to see me?
Well, not exactly. I came to see Mr. Mason. They told me he was supposed to be here.
Mr. Mason was true. Couldn't have lunch with me.
Hey, is that right?
Uh-huh. Miss Curtis in the kitchen fixing lunch tomorrow. I've been hanging out in front waiting for them.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Gloria.
Who's Gloria?
She's Bobby Hurley's sister.
Yeah?
She's a little girl. I mean, she's bigger than me, but she's a little girl.
She wouldn't have to be very big to be bigger than you.
Oh, well, you think I'm too little to play jokes, too.
Oh, well, no, I don't think I'll go as far as to say that,
it's
but...
what Gloria said.
And
she said...
Oh, here. Don't start that again.
She said I was a dirty little girl.
What?
She said I was a dirty little girl.
Was that anything to cry about?
She didn't mean dirty like you get dirty playing.
Oh?
She said... Well, her mama said I was a dirty little girl.
Oh.
Gloria said her mama said she couldn't play with me.
I see.
She said... Gloria said her mama said my mommy was bad.
I get it.
She can't play with me. I pushed her. Gloria stating she said my mommy was bad. I pushed her.
Yeah? Well, good for you.
I didn't hurt her.
Listen, Miss Gloria. She claims that you're too young to play jazz?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Well, I can play a little bit.
Here's all 5 of them. You show me.
Will you play with me?
If you'll teach me.
What?
I don't know how to play jacks at all.
You don't?
No. Big as I am, I don't know how to play jacks at all. So, if you can play a little bit, you can play a lot more than I can.
Well, take all the jacks, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw them up, try to catch them on the back of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't catch but 2.
You have to catch them on the back of your hand.
Mm-hmm. And then take a ripple and bounce it. And pick up one of the jacks before I found the
game. Hey, you did it.
That's called onesie.
Yeah, and what comes after onesie?
Onesie.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ride the elephant and ride the horses in the stalls. Drive the horses in the stalls. It sounds funny, but it's not.
Well, can you do drive the horses, too?
Well.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Mrs. Holden. This is Jake.
Jacobson, Mrs. Holden.
I'm sure. I'm going to speak to Mrs. Cody about you, Dorothy.
Oh?
I'll also say Mr. Grunt knows what you did.
Oh, but...
What's to tell, Mrs. Holden?
Who are you, Mr. Jacobson? A friend of that family?
I'm a newspaper man.
Oh. Oh. Then, of course, you understand. I shouldn't be surprised at any of her actions, knowing her environment, living with a murderess.
You mean this kid?
I do. Do you know what this little savage just did?
Oh, something terrible, I'm sure.
She attacked my little Gloria.
This Gloria, is she the baby?
What? Certainly not. Gloria is 7 years old.
I see. So, this great, big, hulking 5-year-old beat up your kid?
Gloria was skating. Dorothy pushed her down.
I see.
You should see the bruise on Gloria's... on her back.
She said my mommy was bad.
She is bad.
Oh, take
She's a low, vicious criminal. The papers are full of it.
Not all of them.
What? Don't tell me you're defending that little criminal.
You've got it.
Well, after all that's come out about her.
You mean Mrs. Grant?
She's a disgrace to a decent law-abiding neighborhood.
Can you prove it, Mrs. Holden?
What?
Let me tell you something. If you were on skates, I'd be tempted to push you down.
Sure.
Spreading gossip, malicious gossip and rumors, picking on this defenseless little kid.
Gossip? Rumors? The papers have the facts. And if you're a newspaper man, you know that they wouldn't dare say what they'd do if it wasn't so.
Now listen. The papers print news. They print what's been said. They don't guarantee it. It's up to you to pick out and decide for yourself what's right and what's wrong. If you weren't so busy rushing around to read carefully, you would have seen what it said. It is alleged, and it is reported. And Prosecutor Frederick Apps was quoted to say...
I don't need you to tell me.
Now, maybe not, but...
All I want is for this little savage to be punished for bruising my little Gloria.
Now, listen. If your little Gloria comes and picks on this baby while I'm here, I'll personally see to it that she gets bruises on her bruises.
Well...
And not from the sidewalk.
Well, I'll tell my husband.
Yeah, yeah, do that. Have him come over, too. And remember, your little Gloria isn't good enough to set foot in this yard. Gary's father and mother don't want to contaminate it.
Oh!
And if you want to know why, start reading the Daily Blade for a change, lady.
Oh, Jake, what you said.
What? Oh. I must have lost my temper.
Mrs. Holden turned all red.
Yeah.
She did. She looked so... Oh, there's Mr. Tree and Mr. Mason.
Well, look who's here. Jerry.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Hello, Dory. Hello, Jake. What's up, Dory? I got a big hug?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
What are you doing here, Jake?
Oh, drumming up subscriptions for the Daily Blade.
What? Oh, let me tell you what you said to Mrs. Holden.
Now, wait, baby. I've got something to tell him first.
All right.
Well, I came out here to tell you the deal was off, Miss Mason. I was going to kill that story in Argento Carlo.
Yes?
But Dory and I got to talking, and Mrs. Holden and I got to talking. Well, the deal's back on. Good.
Oh, Jake, I'm so glad.
No, don't give me any credit. It was all to Dory. She's a sweet kid.
Yes, I know.
This is a dirty business. It's a tough, rough game. A kid like her is too young to know there aren't any rules, much less to know the score. I guess I'm big enough to run a little interference for her.
Good for you, Jake.
Jake, will this man have lunch with us, too?
Would you like to have
him? Oh, yes. I'm teaching him how to play Jack.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you have any little girls, Jake?
I don't know, Dory.
You don't know?
No, it's too soon. I mean, Look, kid, that's an entirely different game. And even if I don't know the score of that
one, not to change the subject, Jake, but shall we go in and see about lunch?
I can use the phone to call my wife and tell her she was right.
And so Perry Mason's plan is going through. His plan for Jake to get to know Kitty DiCarlo. His plan for attacking in order to save May Grant's life. We'll learn whether or not the first and all-important step is successful in our next episode. So, by all means, be sure to join us on Monday.